Christ's name, that you're hallelujah. Bless the name, Lord. We reverence you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
While I have muted the line, that doesn't mean that you have to stop calling on the Lord. Continue to call on
Hallelujah.
His name. Continue to
Hallelujah.
Pray as the prayer leads
Hallelujah.
Are going forth.
Bless
and at this time,
name,
I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our first prayer lead.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Shirley, and my prayer scripture today is coming from Hebrews 12:14. But I hear the Lord just saying right now, let us just worship him for a minute. Let us just worship him. Can we just unmute the line to worship him just for a few more minutes? Bless your name, O God. We glorify you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy.
You are worthy. Thank you, hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of the praise, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. There is none like you, Lord God. High and low, there is none like you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your perfect way, Lord God. Have your perfect way, Lord God. We decrease so that you can increase, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have your perfect way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture reading is coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. And it reads, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Father, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, Lord God, that you have made, Lord God, for us, Lord God, to declare your goodness and to walk in victory, Lord God. Father God, we stand on your word on today because your word shows us, Lord God, that you have willed to us peace. Your peace, Lord God. You have given us a peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. You have given us a peace, Lord God, that is matchless, Lord God. There is no prescription that can match the peace that you have given us, Lord God, and the authority that you have given us to speak to any storm, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we serve a God that is the Prince of Peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for your goodness towards us, Lord God. Father God, let your people understand that the peace is in your presence, that if we seek you, Lord God, if we just take the time out to settle ourselves and to seek you and quiet ourselves and to be in your presence, Lord God, we will find your peace, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Jesus. Father God, we pray that anxieties will cease right now, Lord God. Settle our minds, Lord God. Settle our hearts, Lord God, and let us think on things that are pure, Lord God, things that are true, things that are true. What are true things right now, Lord God? So much is misconstrued, but what's true is your word, Lord God. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. Hallelujah. Let us think on you and those things, Lord God. Hallelujah. That are sweet, Lord God, and admirable to you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we just pray, Lord God, for situations, Father. Father God, that you would give your people peace in the midst of their situations, Father. Father God, we lift up individuals that have need to be restored. Their peace is disrupted because they have left you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. And right now, we just pray right now that your Holy Spirit will arrest them, Lord God, that their peace is for a reason, that their lack of peace is for a reason, that it will draw them closer to you, Lord God. So we thank you for their uneasiness because, Lord God, you can now get the glory because they can now return back to you like the prodigal son, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. And we pray for marriages, Lord God. If there's any kind of difficulties or misunderstanding, Lord God, we pray for peace, Lord God, and we pray that peace will be still in the midst of that situation, Lord God. Father God, anyone that is single and wrestling with their singleness, Father God, we pray that peace will be still, Lord God. Father God, we pray that they will find literature and understanding that singleness is not a second best to anything, Lord God. Jesus was single. Give them peace in their status, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we just pray for mothers, Lord God. Some had to release their children to go off to colleges, and they didn't really want them to go to those particular schools, maybe due to the crime, maybe due to other racial issues, Lord God. But Father God, we just pray, Lord God, that you give that mother and that grandmother peace right now, Lord God. Father God, there are some relationships that are fragmented in families, Lord God. Grandmothers can't see their children or their grandchildren due to a breakdown. Father God, we just pray for those relationships right now, and we speak to them and we say, peace be still in the midst of that situation, Lord God. Father God, let it be a way to restore those relationships. Father God, those that are mature, Lord God, let them be proactive and reaching out, Lord God. Give them wisdom on the right words to say, the right time to say it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Restore those relationships, those family relationships, no matter how far they are geographically, Lord God. Hallelujah. A phone call, a text, hallelujah, a Facebook post, something, Lord God, that will speak to them and restore those relationships, Lord God, that you will get the glory, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, so that they will be at peace with all men, Lord God. For this is your desire. As we seek you first, that peace is found in being in your presence, Lord God. Someone has lost a job, Lord God. Father God, this is more time for them to seek you, Lord God. Let them not be angry, Lord God. Let them not spend so much time rehearsing what happened, Lord God. But let them get up early as they did, preparing for work to be in your presence, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those that are bereaved right now. Some have experienced sudden deaths, Lord God, and they're just in a quandary, Lord God, just can't wrap their head around what has happened, Lord God. We speak peace right now in the midst of that situation, Lord God. Father God, that they will just understand that you have called them home to rest, Lord God, and it will be a home-going celebration for them, Lord God. Father God, we just speak peace right now. Peace be still. Father God, we just pray for the widow and the widower, Lord God, that not only lost a spouse but lost the income that goes along with losing a spouse. Manifest yourself big as Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Hallelujah. You will provide. Hallelujah. We declare it to be, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know that you've done it many times before because you are the source of our supply. So, Lord God, and right now, Lord God, we speak peace to their situation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us authority to speak even to the natural storms, Lord God. Some are experiencing the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, Lord God. Father God, they're not sure where to go, Lord God. But Father God, give them peace, Lord God, as they turn to the humanitarian organizations, Lord God, the American Red Cross, Lord God, some of the Catholic charities, Lord God, some of the nonprofit organizations, Lord God. Let the churches, Lord God, go back to the mission, Lord God. Hallelujah. Peace be still, Lord God. Hallelujah. We speak peace, Lord God, to some of those right now that may be on the interstate fleeing from Hurricane Milton, Lord God. Father God, wondering if they're going to run out of gas. We just say, peace be still. Lord God, these are real situations that your people are dealing with, Lord God. We're just standing in the gap for them, Lord God. We're declaring that you will provide, that you will manifest, that you will show miracles. We speak peace to the situations right now, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, hallelujah, declares us that you gave your disciples and you gave us peace. You willed that to us. And if it's in your will, Lord God, it's ours. Let your people tap into the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that today is a victorious day. We thank you that today your people are encouraged, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the prodigal son is coming home on today, Lord God. We thank you that the testimonies are coming forth on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for relationships that are being restored. Old loves have come back in our lives at a time that we needed it most, Lord God. Lord, I say thank you. I'm a witness, Lord God. I'm a witness of your peace, Lord God, in so many situations. This prayer is not about me. I'm just a testament that if you said it, it shall come to pass. We say thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, Lord God. We give you the praise on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's not in the pills, Lord God. It's not in the prescription, Lord God. It's not in the relationship with man, Lord God. Father God, it's not in the clothes. It's not in what we drive. It's not in our degrees, Lord God. But our peace comes from seeking you, being in your presence, Lord God, fasting, Lord God, seeking your word, Lord God, hearing your word, Lord God, living out your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. High and low, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Thank you for the prayer line on today, Lord God. Thank you for Bishop Clark, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the mantle that you have placed on his life, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Lenore, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for their children and their grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the ministries that are connected and the ministries that will be connected, Lord God. Thank you for the ministries across the land, Lord God, that are preaching your word, that are teaching your word, that are encouraging your people, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for technology, Lord God, that people can just sit at their desk, even if they can't say anything. They can just hear your word, Lord God. Thank you for the advancement of your kingdom, Lord God, for your glory. We give you the praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to now turn it over to our prayer host. Remember, peace, be still. God has given you the authority to speak that. Walk in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Peace, be still. When you're going through something, say, peace, be still. When you're not going through something, you want that peace, right? You want to keep that peace. Say, peace, be still. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that prayer. Remember to just, as the prayers are going forth, continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Continue to be a part of the prayer. Don't just sit back and listen. Be a part of it. Say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Sometimes when others are praying, you have to go into your own prayer, and that is fine. Just continue to just lift up his name and be a part of the prayer. Don't be a bystander. Be a participator in the prayer as they are going forth. It is Wednesday, and we are giving our midweek sacrifice. You can sow your $24 seed by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. And as Sister Shirley was saying, that she was just a testimony. She was, her prayers part of her prayer today was just a testimony. Leave your testimony as your GPS, guiding people to salvation. Let someone know what the Lord has done in your life, what he's brought you through, by going on our website and leaving your 1 minute audio or video testimony. Somebody can be changed by what God has brought you through. Somebody's life can be sustained because they hear the word of the Lord that came from you, what he's done for you. So let's go and do our part to guide others to salvation. If you would like to be part of this prayer line, if you would like to be a prayer lead or host, call the office at 216-475-6327. We would love to have you on the line, get you trained so that you too can pray with us. At this time, I am going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead. Sister Laura, are you ready?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for just being who you are, Lord. And it's one Holy Spirit, because my word is peace. And that just goes to show it's one Holy Spirit. I want to start with a couple scriptures. James 3:18, which says, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. And Isaiah 26:3, which says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Lord, help us, Lord, as we start to pray. Help us as we go through life's challenges to remember to just seek you, that we may have the peace that you want us to have. And to get through, keep us on our knees, Lord, to seek you in this chaotic world that we live in, Lord. Help us to remember that you will give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. And not to be anxious about anything, but in everything, that like Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, to give everything to you with petition and thanksgiving, that we will submit our request to you, Lord, and just to lean on you to give us the peace that we need. Help us to when we walk into the room, that there is peace, that there is light, that there is not chaos, that people don't see chaos on us or strife, that they see the peace, that they want to know, hey, what do you have on you? That I would like some of that we may be able to minister to them. Lord, help us to keep in prayer those who are going through chaotic times in their families, in their whatever situations, in their relationships, Lord. Help us to pray for peace over our children and our grandchildren and our nieces and our nephews and those who are entering into marriages and all of the weddings that are coming up or unions. We pray for peace for those, Lord. Help us to just continue to pray. Help us to keep in prayer those who have children that are off in college, like myself. Help us to pray over the colleges, Lord. Give them peace. Give them peace. Peace over the campuses. Peace over the professors. Peace over all of the people that they come in contact, Lord. Help us to pray for the schools locally and internationally, Lord. Just pray for peace for all of the homes that the children come from, that peace in their homes, and just pray for the parents that are raising them and whoever else is raising them, whereas caretakers, foster parents, and aunts and uncles and grandparents. Pray for peace in those homes so that when the kids go to school, that they can have peace and learn and just continue to help the be on task so that the teacher can do their jobs and teach and not have to deal with a lot of behavior problems, Lord. just continue to help us seek your face. We know that we cannot do it without you. Without you, we are nothing. We can't do anything. We can't breathe. We can't blink. If you cut off our oxygen, then that's it. It's a wrap. So, Lord, help us to remember that and to praise you and to thank you for all that you have done. Bring back to our remembrance all the things that you have done in our past and what you're doing now. Help us to be grateful for everything that you're doing. Everything, Lord. You are just so good. Help us to not complain. Help us to manifest your peace in the world. Help us to not keep it to ourselves, that we will not be afraid to go out and witness and not be ashamed of our testimonies, because as it says in Revelations, that people, you know, that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Lord. Help us not be ashamed of our testimonies, Lord, that we may help others to want to, that we can help others who have been through what we've been through to come to Christ and let them know that they can have the peace that we have, but only through you, Lord. Let them know that it's only through you that they can come to God, not through Buddha or whoever else they're worshiping, the trees, but it's through you, Lord. Help us to remember that it is through you that we are saved, that you gave your only son, that we can have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Help us to continue to just seek your face, and as the sister said before me, just help us to even get up earlier and not wait till the last minute to get up if we have to go to work, but just to put that time in with you, because when we go out into this world, we are dealing with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, and we need to be able to know how to combat that with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Help us to pray and say our affirmations and meditate before we go out into this world, because we will experience, or we will come up against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, and help us to be able to not get in the flesh, Holy Spirit, but help us to remember whose we are, that we may not go back into the flesh and want to cuss them out or flip them off or whatever we may have done in the past, Lord. Help us to remember that we are yours now, that old lifestyle is not of you, and that we need to walk in the fruits of the Spirit, and we will get tested with all the fruits, not just one. We will get tested with all the fruits of the Spirit, and help us to be able to display who you are in the world, and just continue to be with us and give us your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Help us to remember that it is your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, and that soulish realm is not saved, but we have to always work on it. We help us to remember to work on our own soul salvation in Jesus' name, and just help us to remember to let us support Bishop Clark and his vision to touch the world through prayer. And thank you, Lord, for giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Help us to pray for it when we start to get anxious throughout the day. If we do start to get anxious and worry, you did not, like you said in Matthew, you did not, if you take care of the birds of the field and you clothe Solomon in all his glory, you will definitely take care of us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I now turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to encourage you right now. If you need peace in any part of your life, I want you to lift your hands right now and praise God. Praise him in advance for the peace that he is going to give you. Praise him in advance for the peace that you need. Thank him for the peace that you have. Lift your hands right now. Thank him. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy is your name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Jesus.
Surrender your issues to God right now. Raise your hands and surrender to Him. Raise your hands right now and worship Him. Praise Him. Let Him know that you believe in Him. Let Him know that you trust Him. Let Him know that you know that He has you. Surrender to Him right now. Lift your hands. Lift your hands now. Peace, O God. Peace to our storms, O God. Peace in our lives right now, O God. Peace, peace, peace. This week we are praying for peace, peace in every aspect of our lives. So when you're going through something, just say peace, the peace of God upon you. Just call for peace. Amen? Amen. Yes, just lift your hands at any point in time that you're going through something. Raise your hand. If you want the peace to be still, just lift your hands up to God and surrender to Him. At any time, we thank you for the prayers that have gone forth so far today, and for the prayer leads that are selflessly giving their time to pray with us. And we praise God for all of the people who are on this line today. You're here because you're seeking God. You're here because you're seeking His face in your life. You're here because you want to stand with us in agreement and prayer, and we thank you for that. Today is Wednesday, and we are giving our midweek sacrifice of at least $24. In addition to that, Bishop has been asking for the X Factor seed of $500. If that is you, if you have been blessed and are going to want to give that $500 X Factor seed, you can sow that today. You can sow that right now. You can sow it by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209 and go through the prompts. You can go to our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. While you're on the website, if you have a special prayer request, leave it so that we can pray for you in particular and agree with you in prayer. Don't be afraid to let others know what you're dealing with and what you're going through, because you have partners out here, people who are willing to pray for you and not talk about you, people who are willing to lift you up when you can't lift yourself up or when you're down and you need some help, you need some encouragement. Leave your prayer request so that we can pray for you for what you're dealing with. That's what the prayer line is here for, to lift up our issues and the things that we are going through and to have someone agree with us. So let's be mindful of that and leave our prayer request on the website. At this time, I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia. And I just give God praise and honor this morning because I overslept. So when I woke up, I thought the clock said 6. The clock was saying 8:10. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm missing prayer. So I just thank God for allowing me to wake up. So my voice might sound a little deep this morning, but I'm thankful that I'm able to still be able to pray this morning. I'm coming out of Zechariah. The 10th chapter, and it says, in the 10th verse, it says, I will cut off the chariots from Ephraim and the horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and shall and he shall speak peace unto the heathens. And his dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. And so this week, our prayer all week is peace. And so let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord, for truly you're worthy. I thank you, God, because you're an awesome God. Lord, I thank you because, God, I could have slept on to 9 o'clock, but I thank you that you allow my spirit to wake up, God, to give you praise and to give you glory and to give you honor. And thank you for the peace, God, that you have given unto your people. Lord, you was telling the people that the battle bow not going to save you. The horses not going to save you. The chariots not going to save you, God. You're saying, Lord, it's you who rule. It's you who reign. You're speaking to the heathen, God. You're speaking to those that don't know you, but you're allowing them to know. It's not in materialistic things. It's not in things that you think that can protect you. It can't. It's you, God. And so we thank you for the peace in our lives, God. We thank you, God, that we can get up and intercede for one another, for others, God. As we intercede and pray for those that are suffering and going through over in Florida and all those other towns, God, that the water is trying to destroy, God. We are praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will supply the need, God, that's there, because they're standing today, they probably don't have peace. So, God, you got to send the peace. You got to send, God, the things that they need to be able to bring them through. God, we thank you and we praise you, because we're in our homes, we're not going through with water overtaking us, God. Sometimes, Lord, we have to stop thinking about ourselves, God, and think about others, God. And as we stand in the wilderness, we'll begin to cry out, God, that you would deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Because you control this world. Lord, you control the water. You control the rain. You control the snow, God. People keep thinking they control it, God, but they don't. You do. You're the only God that answers, God, according to your word. So, God, this morning we ask for peace in the name of Jesus. We ask for directions, God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be walking, Lord, in the right direction. That we'll be hearing in these last days what you're saying unto our spirit, what it is you'll have us to do, where it is you'll have us to go, what it is you'll have us to say according to your word. Because we can do nothing without your word, because your word is you. You said, Lord, you left us a lifeline to live by. And so, God, we're thankful and we're grateful. I thank you and I praise you, God, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you and I praise you for healing. For you said that by your stripes we already healed. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, that we have food to eat, Lord, because some people don't have food. We have to be thankful for the little thing. Lord, we keep looking for the big thing, and we forget all the things that you have done in our lives. All the things that you have blessed us with, God. You said the food was in their mouth. And they still was whining and they was complaining. And they was against you, God. All that you had done, they still was looking for more and more and more. And they wasn't satisfied with what you had blessed them with, Lord. I pray, God, Lord, that they will become thankful and grateful for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Because it always don't have to be the big thing. For God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. And I intercede and I call out, Lord, to those hearts that you have touched that will be able to be a financial blessing to this ministry, God. that they will be able to continue to go forth, that they won't have to struggle, they won't have to beg for anything, but that, God, you'll begin to open up the windows, God. The windows got to open, Lord, that the blessings will pour out. There won't be room enough to receive, God. And then you'll begin to rebuke the vows, because they're there, God. We're not exempt. They're there. We have trials. We have tribulation. But you come, God, and you say, but I'm going to deliver you from out of them all. You say, all things work together for our good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But sometimes, God, we be looking and we be saying, I don't see how this working to my good. But we got to keep speaking your word. All things is working to my good. Why? Because, Lord, I love the Lord and I'm called according to your purpose. And when it's all said and done, then we see how it worked to our good. And so, God, we're forever grateful. We're forever thankful, God. Even in our bodies when we're going through, Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you, God, for covering us under the blood. We thank you, God, for giving us all the things that we need. Because in your word, you said, I shall supply all your needs according to your riches and glory. By Christ Jesus, God, we thank you for the need being supplied. Lord, you said if we have faith as a mustard seed, we can speak to that sycamore tree, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. What is the sycamore tree? Everything that's trying to destroy us, God. Everything that's trying to take over us, God. Everything that's trying to come up against our mind, God. You said, casting down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When your obedience is fulfilled, we still have a part to play. We still, God, have a part to play. What part of the word, God? Because the enemy, he starts in our mind. And then confusion, and we won't let it go, but we have to let it go to get delivered. We have to let it go for you to move. But we yet have to be walking in obedience according to your word. And so, God, the peace. You said, peace be still. Lord, you said to the storm, peace. You spoke to it, God. We have to speak to the situations that's in our lives. We have to speak the word, though. We can't say, Lord, you're a healer, and say, Lord, I'm sick. We got to continue to speak the word, and it's not easy to do, because for so long, we spoke what we're looking at. We got to begin to speak. We got to begin to call those things that's not as though they already were. We got to begin to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to believe, God, that you sent Jesus, your only begotten Son, to die on the cross for us that we might be saved, delivered, and set free. We got to still walk in freedom. You said, whom the Lord set free. Free indeed. You set us free, God. But not just to sit at home and say, you know I'm free. But I ain't giving the word to nobody else. I'm free. But you want us to be able, God, to speak your word. And not only, God, our testimony, but our lifestyle. So, Lord, when I run into somebody, they say, you know, so-and-so, yeah, they say, they go to my church. No, they go to you. We want to represent you, God. We want to be standing in peace wherever we go. We want to be able to share you with other people. We don't want to be ashamed of who you are, because you're no longer got to be head of our lives, God. You got to be all of our life. It sounds good to say, I like to give honor to the Lord who's the head of my life.
But God, I like to give honor to you because you have became all my life. Because without you, I can do nothing. Without you, God, I have nowhere to go. Without you, God, we gotta seek your face like never before. We gotta call out to you like never before. We gotta pray, God. We gotta pray your word. We see what's going on all around us, but we can't let us destroy us, God, because you're over us. The blood shed covering, cover your people. Do trials and tribulations come, yes? Do things come in our lives, God, that shut us down, yes? Do things come in our lives, Lord, that we have to become quiet, yes? Because, God, the storm came to both houses. The storm on the rock wasn't exempt like the storm that was built on sand. And sometimes, God, we think we're not supposed to go through nothing. And sometimes, God, we think, Lord, that it only happened to sinners. It happened to the sinner and the saint. But we're standing on the rock. On solid ground, covered under the blood, going through with you. So God, I thank you for the peace that you're giving unto your people. I thank you, God, for all that you've done. I thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, I pray, God, that you will strengthen Sister Lindell. I pray that every need is met in her life. I pray, God, that you will bless her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. I pray, God, that the prayers that she has rendered unto you in private, I pray, God, that you would answer, because you're the only God that answers. So I pray, God, that you would answer her, because, God, I know she knows you're Lord, you rule, you reign. I pray, God, for Bishop. I pray that the need is met even in his life. I pray, God, that you would open up a window from heaven and pour him out a blessing, God, that he will continue, God, to do the things he needs to do in the ministry, God. I thank you, God. I pray that you will begin to open the people's heart, that they will begin to give. And they won't be asked every day just to give, God, but they'll begin to give. And God, but you have to bless us with the finances to be able to give. We have to be obedient to what you asked us to do, and that's to bring it into the storehouse. We got to bring it first. Lord, we can't expect for you to rain down blessings, and we didn't play our part. There's always something we have to do, God. You said, Lord, did we arrive, God? We said, Lord, how we don't rob? We ain't rob, God. Yeah, but yes, you did, because you didn't bring the tithes and the offering into the storehouse, God's house, that it would be able to function and do the things that it needs to do, God. I stand, God, asking for forgiveness. Help us to do right according to your word. Help us not to be in bondage because you set us free. These are the things you're calling us to do. We keep saying we're waiting on you, but you, Lord, said, no, I'm waiting on you, because I did. On the cross, I said it's finished. I went back to my Father, and I'm ever making intercession for you. But you got to do it. And then I honor my word. So, God, on today, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. We call it done by faith. We touch and agree under the blood. Lord, bless everyone on this line. On today, meet the need. I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that prayer. You know, a lot of times when we're waking up late, we are mad because we done messed up. We're going to be late for something. But I appreciate that Sister Cynthia was not mad that she woke up late. She was praising God that she woke up. So when sometimes it takes the change in your mind to see things differently, rather than being mad that you woke up late, praise God that you woke up. Rather than being mad that you don't have steak to eat, praise God that you have something to eat. Rather than being mad that your car is not the best car, thank God that you have a car that you are driving. So let's thank God for the things that we have rather than the things that we don't have, rather than complaining about the things that we don't have. Thank you all so much for joining us on the prayer line today. I know that you have been blessed. I have been blessed. If you have to leave, have a blessed day. But if you don't, let's continue to pray and seek God. I'll have a little exercise I want you all to do. Hold your hand out and close it. Ball up a fist. The thing about having our hand balled up in a fist is that nothing can get out of our hand and nothing can get into our hand. Sometimes when we are going through storms and things, we hold our hand closed and we say, oh, I can't afford to tithe. I can't afford to give an offering. I can't afford to bless someone. Well, with your hand closed, not only you're not giving out, but nothing's coming into you. Sometimes we have to open up our hand and give in order to receive. So just remember to allow the blessings to flow in your life by allowing them to flow out of your life. And today I am going to pray regarding financial peace. Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for all of the prayers that have gone forth today. Lord, we lift up Sister Shirley to you. We lift up Sister Alora to you. We lift up Sister Cynthia to you. We pray that you will pour back into them as they have poured out today. Lord, we ask that you will touch each and every person on this prayer line. You know what we are in need of, and we ask that you will just provide. We ask that you will give us peace, peace in our spirit, peace in our mind, peace in our heart, peace in our day. We ask that you will just give us peace. Father, we ask that you will give us peace in our finances. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude, thanking you for all that you have done for us, thanking you for the big blessings and the little blessings. And we say thank you. We say thank you, God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift you up right now and magnify your name because you are our provider. You provide for us when we don't know what to do. You provide for us at all times, and we say thank you. Lord, we trust in you and we believe in you. We believe in your word. We believe in your promises, God. And we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the financial blessings that are to come, God. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives, Lord. We just thank you, God. Lord, we lift you up and we magnify you. Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you will give us faith to trust in your provision, God. We ask that you will give us peace in our mind and peace in knowing that you have given us promises. Let us rest in those promises, Lord. Lord, let us rest in the promise that we are the head and not the tail, oh God. Lord, let us rest in your promises, Lord. Promises that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we don't have room for it. God, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you will let us rest in the promise that you will do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Let us rest in the promise, God, that you will provide for all of our needs, Lord. Let us rest in the promise that you will give us all that we need, God, that you will provide everything that we need in our lives, God, that you will just pour, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we don't have room for, God. Lord, help us to rest in your promises, God, all the promises that you have made to us, Lord, the promise that you will heal our bodies, oh God. Lord, help us rest in the promise that by your stripes we are healed, God. Help us to rest in the promises, God. Help us to rest in your promises, God. Help us to rest in the promise that you will keep our minds in perfect peace, oh God. Help us to rest in your promises today, oh God. Help us to know your word and to just call it out when things are going wrong in our lives, oh God. Help us to know your word and to call on you, oh God, knowing that you are our provider, oh God, knowing that you will make a way out of no way, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for it, God. Right now, we seek your face, oh God. We seek you because you are our provider. We seek you because you are our way maker, God. We seek you today, oh God. We seek you for our finances, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just blow on our finances, God. Blow on our situation, oh God. Blow on our bank accounts right now, oh God. Lord, where there is a negative, God, we ask that you put a positive, oh God. Lord, where we are in need of, God, we ask that you will provide exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, oh God. We ask right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would just provide. Lord, provide in the single parent home, oh God. Provide in the widower's home, oh God. Provide in the married couple's home, oh God. Provide in the young people's lives, oh God. Provide in the seniors' lives, oh God. Right now, in Jesus' name, we ask for provision, oh God. We know that you are the great provider, oh God, and we know that you can and you will do it. So we seek your face and we ask that you will just do as you can do, oh God. Do as you can do that no man can do, oh God. We ask that you provide right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Open up those windows, oh God. As we lift our hands to you, oh God, we ask that you will open up the windows, oh God. As we open our hands to give out, oh God, we ask that you will bring into our lives those things that we need. Bring into our lives the finances that will help us to fulfill your will, oh God. Bring into our lives the finances that will help us to just help others, oh God. Bring into our lives the things that we need that we will be able to do your will and to do your work, oh God. Right now in Jesus' name, we call down the blessings, oh God. We call them down right now. We call the blessings down, whether it is financial blessing, God. We call down the finances, God. Whether it is a healing blessing, God. We call down healing right now. Lord, we call it down, Lord. Whatever your people are in need of right now, oh God, we call it down, God. We ask that you will touch those who are in the nursing homes right now, oh God. We ask that you will touch those that are in the rehabilitation centers right now, oh God. We ask that you will touch those who are wondering where their next meal is coming from, God. We ask that you will touch those who are sick in their body, oh God. We ask that you will touch those who are sick in their mind, God. We ask that you will touch those who are sick in their hearts right now, God. We ask you will touch those right now, God, that are in need of a touching, God, that are in need of a word, that are in need of your peace, God. We ask that you will touch right now, oh God. Give them peace to their storm, oh God. Peace to the storm, oh God. Peace to the storm, oh God. Peace in our finances, God. Peace in our homes, God. Peace in our marriages, God. Peace in our lives, oh God. Peace on our jobs right now, God. Peace in the schools right now, God. Peace, 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 oh God. Peace, oh God. Peace, oh God. Peace, oh God. We're asking for peace right now, God. We're praying to you for peace, oh God. We're declaring that peace is coming into our lives right now. We're declaring it, God. We believe it, God. We're expecting expecting that peace will come. We're expecting, God, that you will move in our lives right now. And we raise our hands and we say thank you for it, God. We say thank you right now because we know our peace is coming. We say thank you right now because the finances are beginning to flow. We say thank you right now because our body is beginning to be healed, God. We say thank you, God, because you are providing for us. We say thank you because you are making a way, oh God. We say thank you for that X factor, God. We say thank you that the miracles are beginning to flow, oh God. We need a miracle right now, and we believe in you for it, God. So we say thank you, God. We say thank you, God. We lift you up, oh God, and we say thank you. Thank you for all that you are doing. Thank you for all that you have done. Lord, we say thank you for the test that you've put us through, because now we have a testimony, God. We say thank you for all the mess that has been in our lives, because now we have a message, oh God. We say thank you, God. We say thank you for allowing us to praise you. We say thank you for allowing us to just give and give and give and give and give, God, so that we can receive, 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 oh God. We say thank you, God. We say thank you for the Alexander family, and we ask that you will give them peace. We say thank you for Keisha and her family, and we ask that you will give them peace, oh God. We say thank you for Ayana, and we ask that you will give her peace right now, oh God. We say thank you for Pastor Pay and Pastor Matthew, and we ask that you will give them peace right now. Lord, wherever your peace is needed, we ask that you will provide it, God. We ask you to will. We pray right now in Jesus' name that peace will be in every aspect of our life. We call it right now. We're calling things that are not as though they were. We have peace in our finances right now, oh God, and we thank you for. We have peace in our feet right now, oh God, and we thank you for. We have healing in our body right now, oh God, and we thank you for. We have breath in our lungs right now, oh God, and we say thank you for. We have every need met right now, God, and we say thank you. We lift you up and we magnify you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, God. We lift you up and we say thank you, God. Have your way in our lives today, oh God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our week. Have your way today. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Change our minds, God, that we will keep our minds stayed on you. Change the situations in our lives, oh God, because we have changed our mind and we have decided to worship you. Change our minds, oh God. Change us. Change us. Give us a renewed spirit. Give us a changed heart, God. Give us a changed mind that we will be able to go forth and praise you, that we will be able to go forth and share your word, that we will be able to go forth and share our testimony, oh God. Change us right now, oh God. Change us and give us peace. Change us and give us peace. Change our minds that we will have peace. We may still be going through the storm, God, but give us peace. Change our mind that we will have peace. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, everybody, when you are going through or when you just need to take a break, I want you to think about this old song. It says, P-E-A-C-E, peace in the Holy Ghost. P-E-A-C-E, peace in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Peace in the Holy Ghost. Let's pray and have peace. Just call peace when you need it. Call peace. Call out peace. Call on your peace today. Thank you all so much for joining us on the prayer line today. We pray that you have been blessed. Share this prayer line with your family and friends. Tell them to join. Share it with those who you come in contact with. If you are on social media, go by our page and share the post regarding this prayer line so that others can be touched by the prayer line. It is Wednesday and we are sowing our midweek sacrifice. You can sow it now. You can sow it during daily bread at 9 o'clock. You can sow it during the midweek midweek service at 7 p.m. You can sow it at any time. That is the great thing about electronically giving, that we can sow at any time. You can sow by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can sow by way of text. You're going to text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. If you would, next week is guest week. If you would like to be a guest, guest prayer lead, call the office at 216-475-6327. You will not have to pray the whole 15 minutes, and we will get you in somewhere during the week to pray for 5 minutes, for 6 minutes. Be a guest on the prayer line. At this time, we are going to go ahead and end our prayer line, but don't end praising God and lifting him up and thanking him for all of the blessings he has bestowed upon you. Let's meet Bishop Clark on YouTube for Daily Bread. You all have a blessed, blessed, blessed day. And thank you again for joining
us. Amen.
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 Good, thank
word,
you,
Erica.
Good word. Good, beautiful thing.
My
thank
God.
You. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you all.
Love you too.
Amen. Have a good day, everyone.